There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin with the headlines. US Justice Department backs UCLA anti-Semitism lawsuit. And Anti-Defamation League finds anti-Semitic bias in Wikipedia edits. In the United States, the Department of Justice is supporting Jewish students in their lawsuit against the University of California, Los Angeles, accusing the university of failing to prevent anti-Semitic incidents during a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus last year. The lawsuit claims Jewish students were blocked from using walkways by protesters, while UCLA is defending itself, saying its focus was on maintaining campus safety and de-escalating tensions. The Justice Department filed documents supporting the students' rights to sue and also accused UCLA of evading responsibility for the alleged anti-Semitism. This comes as several U.S. universities, including UCLA, face federal investigations over how they handle pro-Palestinian protests and incidents involving anti-Semitism. UCLA has pledged to combat anti-Semitism and recently implemented stricter protest policies. The case is still ongoing in the federal courts. In New York, the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, has found evidence that at least 30 editors have manipulated Wikipedia pages with anti-Semitic narratives and anti-Israel bias. The report claims that these edits, focusing on Israel and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, increased after the October 2023 Hamas attacks. The ADL has also raised concerns about pro-Hamas propaganda on Arabic-language pages. They recommend creating a task force to combat anti-Semitic bias and a program of vetted experts to review controversial pages. The Wikimedia Foundation disagrees with some conclusions, but it is reviewing the issue. There are growing concerns after Amir Avahi Azar, charged with 29 crimes, including arson and terrorism-related hate crimes, was released on bail this week. Azar, accused of targeting Jewish buildings and pro-Israel activists in Toronto, was granted bail under house arrest and had to wear an ankle bracelet. The Crown Prosecutor's Office has filed a motion to review the decision, citing the severity of the charges. Azar faces charges including advocating genocide and public incitement of hatred, which could lead to a life sentence if convicted. Despite concerns, Deputy Police Chief Robert Johnson has assured the public that police will continue efforts to ensure safety. The case has sparked alarm within Toronto's Jewish community. UK, We Democracy, a group of Israelis in the UK, is holding a protest this weekend in London against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The group accused Netanyahu of undermining Israel's democratic institutions and prioritizing political survival over human lives. In previous protests, they've criticized his refusal to engage in hostage negotiations and his recent political maneuvers, including aligning with far-right leader Itamar Ben-Gvir. Protesters also point to Netanyahu's moves to fire key officials, including Shin Bet head Ronan Bar, actions that threaten Israel's democracy. The protest is set for Sunday, the 23rd of March, with similar demonstrations already held in London and Oxford. The group's urging others to speak out against Netanyahu's leadership. Glasgow's Jewish community is pushing back against a potential boycott of Israel at the Glasgow Film Theatre. The cinema, which really stopped selling Coca-Cola after unionized staff pressured it over the drink's ties to Israel, is facing backlash from local Jewish leaders. They argue that adopting the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions (BDS) movement would discriminate against Jews and fuel anti-Semitism. Several Jewish communities have already vowed to stop attending the cinema if BDS is adopted. The cinema's board is set to vote on the issue later this month, while CEO Alison Gardner has apologized for any offense caused by the Coca-Cola decision. However, the debate over BDS continues to divide the community. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.